morning. How was your night?
It seems like you're a heavy sleeper. I thought I was going to wake you up with everything I got up to. Oh, you're probably still groggy. Let me give you a quick rundown. That delicious taste in your mouth right now, that's me. My panties, to be precise. Duct tape over it, so you can't just spit them out, even if you wanted to. You can keep that pair. They're nice, but they're not my favorite. And you're going to carry them around with you when you leave. I'll check. And yes, you're blindfolded. You don't get to see me. Not yet. I spent an hour getting dressed up for this, and I look perfect. I did this just so you'd know that you were missing it. I might be lying, of course. Then again, I might not be. I've hidden your clothes and your phone. I'll let you have them back, eventually. For now, you're mine. There's breakfast on the bedside table. I've had mine already, but you're going to have to wait an unreasonably long time for yours. That seems sort of familiar, but I can't quite place it. Finally, and this is the most important part, I've shackled your wrists and ankles to the bedposts. It would have been a horrendous waste of time for you to just ungag yourself and leave, so feel free to struggle all you want. It's fun to watch. I sure hope you didn't have anywhere you needed to be today. Well, if there was something, it was skippable. It had nothing to do with me. I don't think shrinking away from my hand will do you any good. I think I'll be able to move it a few inches. Try it if you want, I guess. Nope, that didn't achieve anything. By all means, keep trying. Just let me know when you're done. You have a really nice ass. Firm, but just yielding enough to be slappable. It's pretty red now, though. I get the feeling you might have trouble sitting down for a while. You can kneel. Have you ever played with it? Put a finger up there or something? Yes? Were you thinking of me? How I'd use that little hole of yours? Well, I'm going to do more than that today. I know it's cold, but it's just lube. Would you rather I not use any? No? Grow up then. Aw, tensing up isn't going to achieve anything. I am getting in there. You might as well make it easier for us both. That's better. Now for the fun part. Bring your ass up a bit more. There should be enough give on your ankles to manage that. Never let it be said that I'm not considerate. There's a good pet. This is your first time, so I'll be reasonably gentle. Oh, you seem to like that. Just a little poke and you're moaning. Think about it, though. If you had even asked me out for a coffee, you could be doing this to me right now. Now, I want you to pretend you're not enjoying it. Oh, you're not fooling anyone. Is it the cock in your ass, the tits on your back, my hair brushing against you? Whatever it is, you're a slut for it. I'm going to tease your balls a bit. Maybe it'll be enough to push you over the edge. Don't buck like that! You almost threw me off. Oh, if you're that sensitive, then it's time to stop. I can see you like it when I tear into your little hole. But this isn't just about what you like. It's about showing you how terrible it is to be denied what you deserve. Be glad I let you have any of this. Yes, I am still mad about that. This is fun, don't get me wrong, but for the next 3 weeks, I own you. Oh, don't whimper like that. It's unbecoming. Besides, I let you come last night. That was unbelievably generous of me. Don't try to get off by humping my sheets. Horny puppies like that get fixed. Look, if I didn't like you so much, this would have been a quick lay, followed by me telling you to get the fuck out. I respect you far too much for that. Now I am going to have a long, relaxing shower. Don't go anywhere in the meantime.